Okay, our friends. So today, because I know many of you said, actually, can we have a true blue story? Bluey story. We're doing one. Today we will be doing a Bluey Christmas Eve with Veranda Santa storybook. And it is read today by Mommy and
Chicho.
Are you ready, Chicho? Okay. And this book, of course, is based...
By the way, Chicho is always ready.
He's always ready? Mm-hmm. This is the dream.
Even when there's something scary that he isn't really sure he wants to do it, he's ready.
He's ready? He's brave? Mm-hmm. Love that. So today's story, Christmas Eve with Veranda Santa, is from, of course, the television series, Bluey. And we're really excited about reading it. So here we go. It's Christmas Eve, and Bluey's whole family has gathered at the Healer house. Because that's her last name, right? Bluey Healer. Mm-hmm. And we can see that their house is covered in Christmas decorations, right? And in case you didn't know this, they live in what country?
Australia.
Yep, so they've got kangaroos on top of their house. How funny is that?
Blue. They're just led by kangaroos instead of...
Reindeer. Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah. Yep. Everyone's already had dinner, which means it's nearly time for Santa to come. And we can see them sitting around and their tummies are full and they're relaxed. I like that feeling. Bluey is bursting with excitement. She can't wait to open the presents that are already under the tree. No peeking at those presents, warns Dad. Why not? Asks Bluey. Because Santa doesn't give presents to naughty kids, says Dad. And Muffin, who is Bluey's cousin, right? Wants to know how Santa gets in when there's no chimney. Maybe he uses the veranda, suggests Bluey. And Bingo, Bluey's little sister, bursts out from behind the presents. Let's play Veranda Santa! Yeah! That sounds like an awesome game. Muffin jumps off the chair and lands on her dad's belly. Ouch. Ugh, I'm sorry. Muffin, quick, you have to say sorry, says Bingo. Santa's watching, reminds Bluey. Oh, that's right, especially the closer we get to Christmas, your behavior should be better and better and better and better, right? Because anybody could be watching, and you want people to think well of you, right? But of course, you still want to do the right thing even when no one is watching, because that's good. That's integrity, right? Yeah. And now it's time to play the game. Bluey suggests Dad can be Veranda Santa, and the kids rush into bed and pretend to be asleep.
Okay, it's Christmas in the morning, remember? No peeking or no presents, calls Dad as he walks out the door.
Dad tiptoes across the veranda and into the room, and Bingo giggles with excitement, and Bluey opens one eye.
Was that a peek?
Asks Dad. Bluey shuts her eye and shakes her head. It wasn't a peek.
Ho, ho, ho,
says Dad as he slips the presents under the pillows. It's morning, and Veranda Santa has left something for everyone's pillow. Hooray! Cry the kids. And I'm not so sure about these presents. Muffin says, I got a snow globe. And Bingo says, I got shaving cream. And Bluey says, I got a pencil case. Hey, that's my pencil case, yells Bingo, snatching it from Bluey.
Yeah, but it's Bluey's for the game, says Dad. She'll give it back after.
And so Bingo apologizes, but Bluey doesn't want to accept her sorry. Did you know that there are two parts to saying I'm sorry? Yeah. There's the I'm sorry part, and then there's the I forgive you part. They usually go hand in hand.
Why should I? Asks Bluey. Because Santa won't bring you any presents, explains Bingo. Santa likes children who accept sorries. Okay, fine, says Bluey, and she takes the pencil case.
And now it's Bluey's turn to be Veranda Santa, and she grabs the hat and walks to the door.
Night, night, kids. No peeking or no presents. We won't, they chorus from the bed.
Now Bluey tiptoes across the veranda and into the room, and she reaches the bed and...
Ho, ho, ho!
She says very loudly.
Naughty children, you peeked at Santa! She scolds. No presents for you. I'm going to throw these in the bin.
And Bluey walks away. But the trio jump out of bed in protest. It's Muffin and the Dad and Bingo. Muffin and Bingo and Dad put on their very best please faces.
We're sorry, Santa, says Bingo. Please, will you accept our sorry?
Asks Dad.
Bluey
thinks for a moment and then she decides she will.
I sure am a very nice child, says Bluey. If I were the real Santa, I'd give me lots of presents.
What do you think about that? It's Bingo's turn now, and Socks rushes in to be her helper. Now, Socks is their other cousin, right? But she's very, very little. As Bingo goes to hand out the presents, Dad scoops her up.
Oh, my teddy bear!
And Bluey copies Dad and picks up Socks, but Socks is frightened, and she nips Bluey. Sometimes little children, when they're really little, they don't know that you shouldn't hurt other people, right? Sometimes you can get accidentally scratched or punched or bitten. When they get older, they learn that you must not do those things. And it's never right when they do them. But you have to understand that small children haven't learned good manners yet.
Socks bit me!
Yells Bluey, and Dad explains to Socks that it's not nice to bite people. But that's not enough for Bluey.
She's not even saying sorry, cries Bluey,
and Dad shakes his head. Socks is only one and doesn't know any better. Let's keep playing. See what I mean? She's only one. Little one-year-olds, they don't know. We have to be patient with them. So Bluey tiptoes across the veranda and into the room, and she creeps across the bed, avoiding grabby hands, to deliver the presents.
Ho, 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 and no!
What has she done? She's given presents to Dad, and to Bingo, and to Muffin, but she didn't give a present to Sock. Bluey yells,
Christmas!
And everyone looks under their pillow for a present.
I got underpants.
I got one of these.
What is it? It's a fidget spinner?
Yeah. I got baked beans,
says Muffin. Baked beans, yum. But there's nothing under Socks' pillow.
I'm under her pillow.
Would you be under her pillow? Oh, that would make her so happy. I would love it if you were under my pillow, too. I would play and play and play with you. Bluey, scolds Dad as Socks runs from the room.
But she bit me and didn't say sorry,
huffs Bluey. Now, what she has done here is not kind. She has paid back that bite, that accidental bite. What she has done here was not very nice. She has paid back that accidental bite with a mean thing. on purpose, and she knows better. Let's see what her dad says. Afterward, Mom and Dad find Bluey in the living room.
Bluey, I think you should say sorry to Socks, says Dad.
I was teaching her that Santa doesn't give you presents if you're not nice, declares Bluey.
That's not the reason to be nice to people, explains Mum.
Then what is the reason? Asks Bluey.
Mom and Dad show Bluey that Socks is sitting outside on her own, crying.
Imagine if Socks did to you what you did to her, says Dad.
Bluey looks at Socks and thinks. She realizes she would be sad too. Bluey has just learned something very valuable. It's called the Golden Rule, and it goes like this. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Okay.
Hi, Socks. I'm sorry I didn't give you any presents. I was mad because you didn't say sorry, says Bluey.
But Socks gives Bluey a lick, accepting the sorry in her own way. Because remember, she's only one, and she doesn't know how to say, I accept your sorry. There's time for one last game of Veranda Santa.
Okay, kids, remember, no peeking or no presents, says Dad as he goes to the door.
Dad tiptoes across the veranda and into the room.
Ho, ho, oh no!
Why does he say oh no? Because the whole family was hiding in the bedroom with pillowcases. And they whack, 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 get him! Whack, 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 and now they've got feathers flying everywhere. What a mess they're going to have to pick up. But it does look like fun, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And we've learned an important thing today too, haven't we? Mm-hmm. We must... Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. That's right. It's one way of looking at it. So if we just choose to treat everybody with kindness and love, then think about it. What a wonderful world it would be if everyone did that. That'd be pretty cool, huh? And it is also the end.